Welcome to If These Walls Could Talk, a short podcast about your connections to the built environment of Denver. I'm Sam Pike, your host. What do you do when the city asks for the keys to your own house? Eminent domain is part of life in an expanding city, and Lori tells us how it went down for her just under I-70 in the Elyria-Swansea neighborhood.
Lori Keener.
Hi, Lori. Nice to meet you. Okay, so I hear you actually have a pretty interesting story of your connection to buildings here in Denver.
Yes, I lived in a studio, or it was a home on the corner of Josephine and Stevenson, or East Stevenson, I believe it was.
What neighborhood is that?
It was in Swansea.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was a home. There was like a studio apartment in the front, which is where I lived. And then there was the rest of the house. And then in the backyard, there was one of those mother-in-law studios.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Which my friend of mine, Don Callerman, lived. And he's another artist. So the rest of the house we used as a gallery and studio. We'd have shows there. It was a wonderful artist space. And it was a great spot. It was a little lacking in serenity, though, because the highway was like...
Because were you like right next to that aqueduct highway?
Yeah, we were almost... Maybe like 50 feet from being underneath it.
Wow.
But it was a great artist space.
Like, what was rent there?
I think I was paying $450, which even then was a
steal.
Then,
yeah.
Yeah, this was, yeah. I think I was there from 2010 to about 2015.
Wow.
And
what became of the place?
It was torn down, so it is no more right now, actually.
And this is all in preparation for the expansion of the highway, right?
Yeah. That whole block was torn down in about 2015.
Obviously, you know, like living next to a giant highway isn't the epitome of the good life.
Sure.
So do you think it's a positive change or do you feel
I do have mixed feelings on it. We went to a bunch of the highway meetings, and I did like the vision of having a park, having the neighborhood not cut in half by the highway, basically. Mm. And, you know, some of their plans I did like. The environmental issue is scary. The environmental issue also already was scary it was. I don't know. The neighborhood had been torn apart.
Mm.
So it would be nice to see that kind of come together again. Mm-hmm. But also it's going to disturb a lot of what is there already. And I was lucky, but not everybody wound up as lucky in the deal, because there was issues upon, like, we were offered money to leave, basically. But it was a good deal. Like, I did well with it, but to get the deal, you had to, one, have citizenship. I'm sure a lot of the people in the neighborhood didn't have that. And so if they couldn't produce that, I don't think they were taken care of as well, or I'm not sure if at all. Also, you had to, like, to make use of it. How they did it was you would get a check towards a down payment. And I was just a renter. So, you know, like, for me, it provided me with an opportunity that otherwise I wouldn't have had.
Whoa. Were you able to buy a house?
Yes. After doing some, you know, finagling, I had to make myself eligible for financing. Then that was huge.
Wow.
You know, I was able to buy a condo and stay in the neighborhood, you know, or relatively close, which otherwise I would never have been able to do. So it was... That was wonderful. But if you're not eligible for financing, they put all that money towards rent for you for 3 years. So you live like, you know, I could live like a queen for 3 years, but then be dropped with nothing.
Right.
You know, and that's tough. You know, trying to find housing these days when you don't make much money. I was trying to avoid that at all costs, because that would have been hard to, like, come back from after the fact.
Wow. I mean, that is a unique connection to how a city gets built.
Yeah.
I don't think I've really gotten to record a story with somebody who's been in a place that went under eminent domain.
Uh-huh.
Which is just a fascinating law in and of itself.
Yeah.
But it is really cool that they were able to take care of you guys.
Yeah.
And then, that flip side of if you don't have citizenship or you're unable to financially qualify for a mortgage or
that's
huge. No good answer.
A lot of people in that neighborhood can't, you know, don't have that. I wasn't eligible at first, so it took quite a bit of, you know, working to make that possible.
Wow.
So.
Well, I'm glad that you found a solution that works well for
you.
Yeah,
me too.
And that you're able to still paint.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Man, thanks for coming and telling me about that. If These Walls Could Talk is brought to you by Denver Architecture Foundation and the Denver Public Library. Editing by Josh Wright and Erica Prather. Our portable cardboard recording booth was designed and built by Extra Vitamins. The Blair Caldwell African American Research Library hosted us this year. If you have questions or comments, please reach out. You can contact us by emailing hello@denverarchitecture.org. And I'm Sam Pike, your host. Thank you for listening.